This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite China's firm denials, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken abruptly canceled a high-stakes Beijing trip aimed at easing U.S.-China tensions after huge high-altitude Chinese balloons sailed across the U.S. Friday.
What this has done is created the conditions that undermine the purpose of the trip, including ongoing efforts to build a floor under the relationship and to address a broad range of issues that are of concern to the American people, I believe to the Chinese people, and certainly as well to people around the world.
The balloon was spotted earlier over the state of Montana, which is home to one of America's three nuclear missile silo fields at Malmstrom Air Force Base. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says industrialized countries in the group of seven are imposing a price cap on refined Russian oil products such as diesel and kerosene as part of a coalition that includes Australia and a tentative agreement from the European Union. The cap follows similar price limits put on Russian oil exports with the goal of reducing the financial resources Russian President Vladimir Putin has to wage the war in Ukraine. On Friday, EU governments tentatively agreed to set a 100 per barrel price cap on sales of Russian diesel to coincide with an EU embargo on that fuel. U.S. President Joe Biden says a strong jobs report shows his economic plan is working.
Next week, I'll be reporting on the State of the Union. But today, I'm happy to report that the State of the Union and the state of our economy is strong.
And the job gain was so large that it left economists scratching their heads and wondering why the Fed's aggressive interest rate hikes have not slowed hiring at a time when many foresee a recession nearing. This is VOA News. After a signing ceremony where United States and South Korea renewed and amended a science and technology agreement, South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin said that China plays a role in North Korea's behavior.
Countering North Korea's illicit cyber activities must be a priority. We agreed that China has the distinct capability and the responsibility to influence Pyongyang's behavior.
The statement by Pyongyang's foreign ministry came in response to comments by U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who said Tuesday in Seoul that the United States would increase its deployment of advanced military assets to the Korean Peninsula, including fighter jets and aircraft carriers, as it strengthens joint training and operational planning with South Korea. Only a few weeks after his supporters stormed the seat of his country's government, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Friday expressed bafflement at how he could have lost October's election. Then he smiled silently as a crowd of supporters cried fraud. He did not directly address the January 8th assault on the buildings housing Brazil's Congress and Supreme Court during his appearance in Miami before a conservative group tied to former U.S. President Donald Trump. Bolsonaro had mimicked Trump's strategy during his own 2020 re-election campaign for months, sowing doubts about the reliability of Brazil's voting machines and then filing a petition to annul millions of votes. He is now under investigation for allegedly inciting that uprising. The Memphis Police Department said Friday it had fired a sixth officer involved in the death of Tyree Nichols, a 29-year-old black man who was beaten by officers in the Tennessee City last month.
The department said the officer had violated department policies on personal conduct, truthfulness, and compliance with regulations regarding the use of a taser. The Memphis Police Department previously fired five officers following the January 7th beating. Prosecutors charged those five with second-degree murder and kidnapping, among other charges. Nichols died in the hospital 3 days after the encounter with police. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Italy's Coast Guard says the bodies of eight migrants have been recovered during an operation overnight that also rescued 42 survivors in the central Mediterranean off the island of Lampedusa. The Coast Guard said Friday that survivors reported that another two people died during the crossing. There were a newborn and a man who fell into the sea during the voyage. Video of the rescue shows the survivors packed in a small open fishing boat. The vessel was adrift because the motor was apparently broken. Rescuers warned them to sit down and not move before throwing a line to pull them to safety. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.